It's time for Tales of Terror, only on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG-13, suggesting that all children under the age of 13 should listen accompanied with an adult.
At the moment of our death, we are set upon a path that leads us to our final destination. For some, this path leads into the light. But for the wretched souls who descend down into the darkness, their path leads them here. The Gristmill. Welcome to the Gristmill. Welcome to the place of final disposition of the human soul. A place godforsaken by design. And the place at the end of the tunnel where there is no light. From our first days of life, we learn everything from our parents. They feed us, clothe us, and keep us warm. And we trust them. But once that trust is lost, can it be regained again? We're about to find out in If You Take My Hand, My Son. I am Inspector 12, and this is The Gristmill.
Johnny! 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 Johnny!
Who's that? The old man? Dad? No. No way. You're... Where am I? What's happened to me?
Johnny! Johnny! Johnny!
Who is that? Who's calling me? It's death. Death is calling me. I know it. I must be dead. But this isn't heaven. Is it hell? No. No devils shish-kebobbing my soul at a constant 1,000,000 degrees. There's nothing. Nothing at all. Maybe this is all there is. Oh, God, this hurts. I've done it now. The ultimate screw-up. The biggest screw-up since the day I was born. But how did I get here? Oh, yes. I remember.
$1.32 is your change.
Thank you.
You be careful walking home. The streets aren't as safe as they once were. Ain't that right, sir?
Yeah, that's right.
What can I do for you, sir?
What can he do for me? What can he do for me? I can't remember now. The pain is coming back. The awful pain.
It's slim, but there's a chance he'll pull through. Right now, his condition is cautious but stable.
How long will he have to be hooked up to these machines?
Nancy? Is that you, Nancy?
It's hard to tell. Is he a fighter?
A fighter? I don't know.
Nancy, what do you mean you don't know? I'm a fighter. Are you sure I am? Why, just tonight I was...
What can I do for you, sir? What can I do for you, sir?
You can empty that register real quick and hand me the cash.
What? What is this? I am a citizen. You are not stealing from this citizen. You get that job, you good-for-nothing bum.
Look, just give me the cash. I won't hurt you. Come on.
No, not doing it. No, get out.
Oh, please, mister. I need this real bad.
No, get out, you bum.
What's this to the kid? Look, you're not going down for life. It's a parking ticket.
Don't say a word.
Do you want anything?
Oh, I don't know. Let me look around.
Please don't say a word.
Finally! Here now are policemen protecting an honest citizen. He is robbing me. He has a gun.
A gun? No, I...
Freeze! Get the hand out of your pocket, now!
Don't do it! Don't do it!
Wait!
They shot me. 4 times. The leg, gut, and chest. 2 in the chest. And I didn't even have a gun. My hand got stuck in my jacket pocket, and I panicked. Just another Johnny Forrester Class A No. 1 screw-up. I thought I was dead for sure. But no, I'm not dead. I gotta stay here. Here, where I know I'm alive.
Johnny?
The voice again. No, not the same. Nancy. Nancy's voice.
Johnny? Johnny... Don't you die. You die and there won't be any more of us. I need you. Oh, Johnny, you can hear me. Be all right, Johnny. Understand, you have to be all right.
I heard.
I know, baby, I know. I don't know how to help you. I can't do anything.
The light. It's bright. I can see the light.
No, Johnny, don't go near it. The light is death.
The light is death. I see him. The old man. Dan?
It'll be all right, Johnny. I'm with you now.
You rotten SOB! When were you ever there for me? Don't cry, Mom. I remember saying that. Don't cry.
It's okay, Johnny.
Where's Dad? When's he going to come home?
He has to be away for a while. He has things to take care of. He's doing what he has to do. But he promised to be home soon. He promised.
Why don't you tell me the truth, Mom? He's out drinking and whoring in every gin mill in the state. Tell me the truth, Mom. Tell me the truth.
You want the truth, Johnny?
Yes, I want the truth.
Well, the truth is, I'm sorry. I don't know what happened to me. It was like there was a nastiness in me, a demon. I had to get it out and do what it wanted me to do. But I promise you I'd change. Didn't I promise that, Johnny?
Yeah, you promised. And promised and promised year after year. Like when you promised to be there for my Boy Scout ceremony. I thought I could finally count on you. Charlie Hauser and Mike Pettyfield and Clint Hayworth could count on their fathers. Clint's father was in a damn wheelchair, but he was there. Paralyzed from the neck down, but he was there.
Johnny,
and Johnny Forrester's father, my father, he was up at the Double Eagle Lounge watching the Budweiser clock and getting drunk. Again. But you promised. And I asked you why, and all you said was...
Guess I'm a goddamn liar is what it is.
And then you went from drunk to mean drunk. You started hitting Dad, hitting me and Mom. What kind of effect do you think that had on me? I got caught stealing from the convenience store when I was, what, 9, maybe 10? Oh, you really gave it to me then. Gave it to me good.
I didn't want you to be a thief. I was trying to do right by you.
And when I threw those eggs at Darlene Woodman's house because she wouldn't go to the 8th grade graduation dance with me. And when I was flunking biology because I cut that frog into 1,000 pieces. Or when I couldn't figure out geometry or half the words of the books I was supposed to read for English. Even auto shop was beyond me. You know, maybe I could have done a halfway decent job if there had been somebody there to be proud of me.
Johnny,
And when I was 16, I sent for that learn-at-home art course. Do you remember what you said to me?
What's this crap? I said, what is this crap?
It's an art course, Dad. I sent for it by mail.
You're gonna be an artist, like I'm gonna be the emperor of freaking Ethiopia.
and I finally told you I hated you. And then Mom died, and it was just the two of us. Finally, at 17, I joined the Army, and I was out of the house at last. But I screwed that up, too. I caught smoking weed while on guard duty, dishonorable discharge, and I'm back home 8 months after I left. No high school diploma, no Army career.
I tried.
And then you died. Myocardial infarction. Your heart shut down. I was surprised to find out you had one.
In your eyes, I was just a liar. A damn liar. I tried my best. I tried to do right.
You tried nothing. All you did was lie to Mom and to me. Only Nancy told me the truth. Only Nancy gave me a purpose. Only Nancy.
I like this place.
Yeah, me too.
It's peaceful here.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't thinking that. I was thinking about all the artwork.
I never really figured you for an art buff.
Really? What did you figure me for?
Oh, I don't know. Just a regular guy, I guess.
Regular guy, huh?
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. I could use regular when it comes to men. Too many of the unique kind are too full of themselves. Regular is good.
Then I guess I'm glad I'm just a regular guy. If it got me close to you.
Why do you like to come here?
Well, Thursdays are free admission days, so it's a nice place to go, and it don't cost nothing.
But what about the artwork? Don't you get tired of looking at all this?
Not really. I mean, I don't much care for the sculptures or the really modern stuff, but the landscapes and the portraits are interesting. I'm not too good at interpretation. Not much upstairs, I'm afraid.
Well, I wouldn't say that. You're smart enough to know what the word interpretation means.
I never was very good in school.
Most true artists aren't. Einstein couldn't do simple math.
Well, I'm not smart.
I think everyone has something they're good at that makes them special in that category. You don't have to be good at everything.
But I've never been good at anything.
You have a kind heart. I can tell. You're also a wonderful artist. I've seen your sketches. With a little training, I bet you could probably make a decent living at it. Worst comes to worst, this is Chicago. We have plenty of street artists who make a good buck during the summer months.
Yeah, that I could do. Johnny Quickdraw, they'll call me. Get your portrait done in 2 minutes or less.
Why not? You could do something like that. You'd be your own boss. You wouldn't have to listen to anyone else tell you what to do.
You really think so?
Sure. I believe in you.
You hear that, Dad? She believed in me. Nancy, my Nancy, believed in me. But I let her down. Just like you let Mom and me down. Like father, like son, right, Dad?
Johnny, I'm sorry. Let me make it right for you. Come into the light so I can make everything right. Join me, son.
The pain. The pain's coming back. I can't stand it. Stop it.
Come into the light with me, son. Take my hand and come into the light. There's no pain in the light.
What's happening? Oh, Johnny, you can't die. Please.
Nancy.
Please stay with me.
The
don't
pain.
Go. Please, I don't know what I'll do.
The pain is terrible.
Don't go.
You don't want me to suffer like this, do you, Nancy? But I'm so afraid to go. I'm scared, Nancy.
No pain. No pain, son.
Why can't you leave me alone? Stay in the light if you want to. Stop calling me for the light.
Don't be afraid.
You old bastard. You old SOB. You're dead.
Yeah.
Dead and in hell. Right where you belong.
No.
Yes. In hell.
Son, it's not hell. It's not heaven, but it's not hell.
Then what is it? Where are you?
I don't know what you'd call it. Maybe beyond or eternity. Or maybe it's just someplace else. Someplace better. It is a better place, Johnny.
You don't deserve a better place!
Well, you might be right. But maybe all the promises I made were worth something after all. I wanted to believe I was going to make things better for you and your mom.
But you didn't!
No, I didn't. But that doesn't mean I didn't want to. I didn't want to be just a damn liar.
Damn liar!
There's no time here, Johnny. So there's nothing but time. All the time in the world. That's how it is. There's time to think about things, to realize all you did wrong and how to set things right. Listen to me, Johnny. I want to help you.
Help? Oh, that's a good one. You never wanted to help me before. Your idea of help was giving me crap and then shoving me in it.
I said I did a lot of things wrong. I know that now. I wasn't a good father.
You weren't a good father? That's an understatement if I ever heard one. You were a drunk. You were a cheater. You were an abuser. Good father was way the hell down in your list of what you actually were.
Johnny, get it all out of you now.
What are you talking about? Get what out of me?
The poison. Get all the poison out of you so you can leave it behind forever.
I hated you. I still hate you.
I know, Johnny. I know. But is that what you want? Is that what you ever really wanted? Is it, Johnny? Johnny?
No.
Say it, Johnny. Say what you really wanted.
I want to love you.
I know.
I wanted your love, too.
There's something I want to tell you, Johnny. Something I can say and mean now.
What?
Johnny, I'm sorry. I'm so very sorry.
I can go now, Nancy. The pain is only here on Earth. There's no pain in the light.
What's happening? Oh, Johnny, you can't die. Please, baby, stay with me.
I love you, Nancy. But my father's ready to accept me now. We're at peace. Timeless peace.
Please, I don't know what I'll do without you. Johnny, please, don't go. Don't go, please.
He's not stable enough. We can't operate.
Finally, reconciliation.
Stay with me. What's going on? Please, don't go. Johnny, please. Oh, no. No.
Take my hand, my son.
I'm not afraid, Dad. Not anymore. Here, Dad. Here's my hand.
Hold on tight, son. You're almost there.
That's it. We can't do anything more. Time of death, 11:23 p.m.
I love you, Johnny.
I can see the light, Dad. I can feel your hand.
Hold on to me, Johnny. We're almost there.
The light and peace. Finally, peace.
What's happening? What is this? Oh, God! The pain! Stabbing me! Searing my eyes! My blood boiling! What's happening? Oh, drilling into my skull! My brain! What is this? Where am I? You! You did this to me! You brought me here! You took me by the hand and brought me here!
A pisser, ain't it, Johnny?
You lied to me! You lied!
Guess I'm just a damn liar, is what it is.
The sins of the father can be visited on the son in many ways, and in this case, the son embraced them. The face of evil can look kind and friendly and fatherly. We think that the trust we learn as a child can always be depended on. But when we misplace our trust, it can lead to our undoing. If You Take My Hand, My Son was written by Mort Castle and starred Roger Studi, George Ledoux, Laurie Ewer, Doug Weeks, Angela Mead, and Carrie Edel. Sound design by Brian Price. Music by Hollis Higgins. Additional vocals by Dana Schellmeyer. I leave you now with a final thought. Be careful who you put your trust in. Take care to treat the trust of others with respect. The betrayal of others can only lead you down an ever-darkening corridor. And write to us, here at The Gristmill.
Hi, I'm Persephone Rose, executive producer for Postal Roach and the creator of Emperor Pigs. I'm a huge fan of audio drama, and if you're listening to this right now, I've got a sneaking suspicion you might be too. So make sure your headphones are plugged in tight, because you're going to want to hear this. From July 24th through the 26th in 2020, producers, directors, composers, writers, actors, technicians, and fans of audio drama are gathering together for the world's first international modern audio drama convention in Halifax, Nova Scotia. This is going to be amazing. If you like panels, there's going to be panels. Workshops, they've got them. Studio sessions, swag, events, live performances, and most importantly, all your favorite creators are going to be there. You can get all the details and purchase your tickets online at www.madcon.com. That's MADCON.com. See you at MadCon.